Listen up, folks. It's here again. It's time for us to spend time with friends. And I don't understand the place I go, but I need to know. Are you ready for a crawl? You know that's right. Are you ready for a crawl? You know that's right. Are you ready for a crawl? You know that's right. Time to get down tonight.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome. What up?
Golly, am I happy to have you. Jesus Christ. It's just like, it's almost as if every time that somebody tunes in, and I know you guys share this sentiment, but it's like almost every single time that somebody decides to tune in, it's almost like they're grabbing me from the base and providing me gentle.
Loving strokes.
Stabilizations.
Kisses.
Upon the top.
Grabbing you from the base.
Upon the top. So, you know, thank you so much for doing that for me, folks.
Imagine yourself doing that now.
And one more thing. Furthermore, I'm also happy to be here with you guys.
Heck yes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's Saturday.
Ooh. Ooh.
And it is Saturday.
It's what do you know?
Saturday.
What do you know?
Getting a phone call.
I haven't had a phone call in hours all day. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hey, Chip Flock, make the shit hot. I have to let you know that you are live right now, interrupting ever so rudely a recording of the Crawl Podcast. But I want you to say what's up to the people.
Hello, people.
And I'll give you a call a little bit later.
All right.
Good luck. Bye. I hope that came through.
So, what's up, fam?
What's up, fam? What's up?
What's up, man? What's up, dude?
You know what's up.
What's up, dude?
Something's up.
Something's up. Lease signing day amongst the Crawl Boys.
Lease signing day.
It's been a, what is it, tumultuous journey?
I guess so.
I'll take it. I'll accept it.
It's been trying times, motherfucking trying times.
So we come up here to celebrate by recording an episode.
That's almost my favorite thing to do on the planet anyways, you know?
Recording episode.
It's getting a little tired, you know, and it's not a format thing. It's not a placemat thing.
No.
It's not a floor mat thing, for sure. It's definitely not that.
No.
But it's getting a little tiring coming up to this studio as we know it today. It's a little bit of a ways away for all three of us to come out here.
Yeah.
Pretty soon it ain't gonna be that.
Pretty soon
it's gonna be a more semi permanent set. It's going to be right in.
A new set. Whole new set.
Whole new set. It's going to be a new look. A new day. A new breath.
What do we got? Five more episodes?
For the crawl.
In this building, yeah.
In this building?
Something like that.
Shit.
You know? And it's just a representation of the growth, dude.
Yeah.
You know? And I think each of us, we've come a long way. Each of us, especially through the show. It's like, it's given us an opportunity to kind of have something going on, you know, to feel proud about something we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I anticipate more of that.
It gives you an answer to, like, when people ask you, what have you been up to? Like, people you haven't seen. Oh, I do a thing now.
Yeah.
Instead of not doing the show and I just be like, I don't know, gaming.
Yeah, not much, dude.
Watching YouTube.
Exactly. And that's kind of cool, you know, and feeling as proud about something that I'm doing as I do with this is like an awesome thing. You know, so when I tell people I'm excited about it, and it gets them excited about it, because I love this thing. But I say that we've come a long way in terms of the show, in terms of us as people.
We've grown.
I anticipate a whole lot more of that coming.
And some shrinking.
Some shrinking. We've been growing the wrong way sometimes.
Sometimes you got to grow to shrink.
Sometimes you got to grow to shrink.
But I don't know, man. It's a lot of emotions for me. Like, it's been a lot of stress leading up to signing this lease and, like, getting the we got a single family, which is dope.
Fuck yeah.
But it was a journey, dude. The market's fucked up right now. Anybody in the Crawl family that's, like, looking for housing right now,
good fucking luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, and we're only renting. You know, it felt like a home buy.
I feel like it would be easier to buy a house, honestly. Yeah,
seriously.
Like,
it's fucked up. But that's enough bitching.
Yeah, enough of that. What have you guys been up to this week, dude? I miss you guys, weirdly.
Yeah, we haven't hung out since last fucking crawl.
I don't see you guys no more, and I miss you.
The
dearly,
last time we
dude.
Hung out, we were getting kicked out of fucking Six Flags for being.
And it leaves
who we
me.
Are.
It
leaves. It's who I am. Don't discriminate.
It leaves me, you know, feeling like a part of me is gone.
Unfulfilled?
I need some more, baby. I need some more, baby. You want some more, baby? You want some more, baby?
Well, last night I ended up deleting everybody I knew off of Twitter.
Probably for the best.
Because I keep getting notifications from other people's accounts saying, like, join so-and-so and following this.
Oh, and you don't want to
I follow
see
way
you
too
follow.
Many porn accounts. I don't want them to be like, yo, fucking join Alex in following...
Ass Clappers Daily.
Yeah, yeah. At Latina Ass _69.
At Petite Dynamite.
Like, so anybody I knew personally on Twitter is gone.
For the best.
And yeah. Goodbye and good riddance. You know, because
I don't use Twitter like that anyway.
They don't really need to know what you're up to. No, not to that extent.
I don't want them knowing that.
You know,
it's like
nothing should keep track of your pornography preference.
Yeah, like,
it's just be a universal rule that like you don't have to track it.
Like Pornhub can know.
Can
fair?
Know.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to.
That way, I don't have to search.
Yeah. It is the hub.
Yeah. But. But why do they put that share button on the things, dude?
What do you mean?
You ever see the share button on like the...
To give you anxiety, dude.
Yeah, like, and you can, it's like, you can accidentally hit the share button and like share it to Instagram or Facebook or like Twitter or whatever.
I'm evolved, you know.
I'm a professional. I don't like go on Twitter all the time for porn ever. So it's like
I'll sometimes share.
And I use DuckDuckGo for everything else.
You're the only person I know that uses DuckDuckGo.
It's because it doesn't like save any of your things.
Nah, listen. You know who made
it's
that?
It's quick and easy to what? Russians? If there's anything I trust, it's a Russian. I'm just kidding.
Wow, dude, the truth's being told. You know, but DuckDuckGo, I think it's bullshit, dude. And you're the only person I know that uses it.
I've used it.
I've literally
used it too when he told me about
it. I literally only use it for porn because it's a quick, easy. You don't even have to go into the incognito mode or anything. You just hit burn.
And it's got that cool little graphic too where it burns.
Where it burns up. So it's like, oh, obviously all my data's gone.
It's like optimized for pirating games.
That's almost. The entire appeal.
Yeah.
Is that little burning graphic.
Do a little bit of, you leave no trace.
That's the only appeal. I use an incognito mode. I don't think that is even foolproof. Like, I've heard people say...
There's too many times where I forget to go into incognito mode, and then I'm, like, scrolling. I gotta fucking, like, delete history.
Yeah. And then your mom wants to use your phone to Google Party City, you know, because you're in the car and her phone doesn't have any service, and as soon as she types the
porn and titties.
Yeah. Porn and titties.
Yeah, dude. As soon as she types into P, her life changes, dude, because she stops looking at you like the little, you know, the little baby that she nourished and grew, and she starts looking at you like a fucking heathen, dude.
A heathen.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Sean.
What is the most debaucherous place that a porn escapade has taken you to?
A porn escapade?
Like, just a day. A regular session. A regular porn session.
Like an escapade. Like, to what lengths have I gone?
What is the most debaucherous video you've ended up on watching porn? Hey, fellas.
I've seen some debaucherous shit. Maybe a guy putting his head inside a fucking woman.
Was he bald?
Well, everybody's seen that. That was, like, passed around as a legend when we were kids, though.
He is a legend.
Yeah, and that wasn't in a porn. Maybe like
I heard that it was only because footing? Somebody.
It's the foot version of fisting. That's pretty gnarly.
There's some fungus.
I've been down to that route before.
There's some fungus among us, dude.
Fungus among us, dude.
You know, I was fucking with Sabrina, dude. I met her over at the bar.
You get some nasty shit under your toenails.
Dude, she had athlete's puss, dude. I can't fuck with that no more. You know what I mean? I was trying to help her out, and I bought Gold Bond for her. She got offended. But Her pussy smells like a gym. It's not my pussy that smells like a gym.
What are you going to do?
You know, and I heard that the only reason the bald guy went headfirst into the pussy is because like a conch shell, you can hear the ocean.
Oh, I've seen also something fucking weird shit. You're, oh, man.
Have you answered yet?
I really but this don't wasn't, know
this
was
this is video. Alex's moment to shine.
No. This is a video somebody showed me. It's give him his platform. Same realm somebody showed me.
Who knew the debaucherous porn realm?
I think you've
realm.
Seen it, too.
Well, listen, don't say what I have or haven't seen.
Somebody banging a nipple? It's fucking,
there is a little hole in there.
It's gross. Dude, it's the... Oh. Like, it made me sick to my stomach.
One time I sounded with a chopstick.
Oh, you're gross.
I think that we've talked about this
yeah,
before.
Yeah, that's we fucking have. Gross.
And it hurts sounding, because it's your urethra.
It's the same, that's the same, like...
It's got to have the same feeling in the nipple.
Yeah, like no way. That's
putting stuff in holes where they don't belong.
Yeah. Nah, dude.
Well, dude, how would we have known about anal sex if people weren't at one point putting stuff in holes?
Well,
that
it's
really
like right
belong.
There.
It could have just been an
it's
accident.
Like right
or
there.
Head.
It could have just been an accident.
Head? Accidental
that's more,
head?
That's more likely than a fucking...
Accidental head.
Accidental
where
head?
The fuck is that happening?
Maybe not with head.
What, but like an
what,
ear?
She slip and trip onto that's, the... Slip and trip.
Like...
She slipped, dipped and tripped onto the dick? Mouth first?
Dude, I fell over.
I could see the asshole being accidental.
And you have.
It's like right there.
No, I never what? Have. I tried it
you've
once.
Seen it.
When were blowjobs invented? Like... Mad long ago.
I don't
like
know. I
biblical
can't.
Blowjobs.
and Dom Top 316. I think, I don't know. I can't imagine. What do you think it would have been like in the days of like the Renaissance, like the French Renaissance, where everybody's super hairy? There's no deodorant.
Just gross as fuck.
Like maybe once
well, they were
per
like,
month.
Robes
bathing.
And shit. I feel like grosser would be like the American fucking
Indian?
Wild West.
The Wild West.
Like, the brothels in the Wild West.
Oh, God.
Could you, what oh, the, that's got to be
ground.
A cesspit.
The temperature is elevated
fucking,
over there.
Yeah, dude. It's a breeding ground.
Oh, man.
It's just like gross. Fucking, it's just like any. State College.
Dude, just the fucking smells. I couldn't even imagine.
It's crusty and musty, though.
They bathe once a week,
it's crusty,
if that,
it's
and they shared
and musty,
baths.
Though. They do
the
share
smells.
Baths. But you've never shared a bath with someone?
No.
Alex, you got siblings, dude.
Yeah, I never shared a bath with them.
You don't
them.
Shower with your little brother?
Maybe when I was like 4.
Alex, I've showered with your little brother, bro. I know you have.
That's
the look he gave me. Well, I'm testing limits, you know? You really never showered with anybody else? Like, even as a little kid?
Probably as a little kid, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, that's like...
Stop sensualizing your own little brothers, dude. Who are you, some type of
you're
freak?
The one that, what? Shut up.
Welcome to the crawl.
But I do miss you guys throughout the week, dude. I'm finding... You know, I really am a very needy person, I'm finding. Because I need interaction. You know, like, I love it.
You've said.
I love, and it makes me feel a little bit guilty and a little clingy, I guess. But I think I give myself a worse rep than, what it really is. But I find myself throughout the week just doing random shit, like, wishing I was with you guys or just with people in general.
Yeah.
You know, like, I do cool shit or I see something cool. I'm like, damn, I'm the only one that gets to feel it, you know, to experience it.
I feel that. Like, just this morning, for example, hopped out of the shower.
I don't want to be there with you.
Put on a towel, walked into my bedroom, called Sean.
Sean?
I have to be wearing clothes to talk to anybody on the phone.
Fucking my point exactly.
Like, yeah, I feel
that's
weird.
Why, that's why that's my brother right there. Don't call. Hey, me and you had like what's understood doesn't need to be explained.
I'm not talking to anybody, Schlong waving.
No.
No way.
John calls me. It was a weird psychological power move, yeah. dude. Because I was sitting there, and I was like, so what are you
doing? Well, how do you know? Yeah, is he like, yo, I'm...
He asked me.
I said, no, I didn't know.
He said, what are you doing?
No.
That's when you say, just chilling.
I said, what are you doing?
Just chilling.
Yeah, yeah, like,
just got out the shower. What you up to?
I've been taking a dump. I've been taking a dump before.
Yeah.
And just
oh,
like,
I don't even do that. I'll just, ignore the fuck
just,
out of you.
Just chilling. But if I know it's pressing, most of the time, I'm ignoring. If I know it's pressing...
Yeah,
I'll answer.
Yeah, yeah.
If you'll it's dump like talk, a, you know,
emergency or some shit.
And it's dump talk mainly.
Dump talk.
You know, I've never, ever, been nude, taking a call.
Nah.
And the worst part about it, we were on Google Duos, dude. We were FaceTiming. I didn't want to see that much.
No, and I gave you the point of view, like from
the balls. And you kept saying ball view. I don't want to get. I don't want the. I don't want the BOV, dude.
This is what you see.
There's just like a you're looking through an outcrop of pubes.
Like a face emerging from the tall grass, dude.
Dude, it was really disgusting, dude. You know, it looked like a wig, almost.
That's what I was going for.
Ball toupees.
It was very, very jarring. Satisfying, I'll say. So, like, in those moments, I wish I was with you guys.
Exactly.
Right? Like, when I have the BOV and I'm looking through a thick brush of pubic hair.
You're thinking this would be so much better if you were just there.
I wish I was just there. Yeah. It was like I could almost taste it anyways.
It's easier. You can just yell through the door.
Don't ever call. All jokes aside, don't ever call me in the towel again.
Yeah,
you said that?
Even if I'm calling you, ignore it.
Yeah, yeah. Just do me that song. I need at least one layer. Boxers, fine.
Yeah, boxers.
No.
Towel's a layer.
Towel is too intimate.
You got to take the towel off.
You can wrap and then like keep it in place by tucking it.
I do that, but I don't do that on the phone with you. That's the difference. It's too intimate.
You just got to get comfortable with your boundaries.
My boundaries is don't call me on a towel.
don't call me on a towel.
I've told you guys about one of my friends. He came on the alien crawl with us. I'll call him when I know he's been out of work for a little bit, so it's not like I'm bothering as soon as he gets out.
I really hope you're about to say what I think you're going to say.
Yeah, but I'll call him up. I'll be like, hey, what's doing? What are you doing? You want to hang out? He'll be like, oh, no, I'm just in the bath. Want to see my nipples?
Which is strange.
It's strange.
What makes it weirder is this guy is 30, full head of gray hair.
Full gray.
Like silver, maybe.
Yeah.
And he's a fox, you know, he's a foxy looking dude. But to be 30 with gray hair and to choose a bath is a peculiar choice.
I feel like he's just loving life.
He must
pure
be.
Pure lounge.
Lounge mode.
Pure lounge mode, chilling in the bath.
Well, I have to get clean. What's the most lounged out way that I could bathe? Bathe.
You said, have you ever bathed with someone else? And I'm thinking I can barely bathe with myself. I don't fit in a bathtub.
There's that time all three of us went to John's pool.
Yeah. And that was crawl boy soup, dude.
Crawl boy soup.
And you don't never need it. And it was honestly, the broth was marinated because it was a saltwater pool.
Extra salty.
Once I got that in my head, I couldn't stop the idea, you know? And it is. There's certain things that you get to a certain age. And it's not like, it's not cutesy and fun anymore.
You can't be three grown men in a very small pool.
No.
But
we were. And I'm sure we will continue to be.
Oh, yeah. Swimsuit episode coming up.
We can't go to an event wearing like matching outfits so we notice each other. Like, well, that's Sean over there. No. I can tell by the bright orange.
The bright orange.
No.
Reflective wear, dude.
No, you can't. All have a sleepover and like get excited that you're gonna sleep on the floor of your friend's room.
Yeah, or even sleep in the same room.
Don't like, do that. I don't
crash on my couch or
I don't ever want to sleep
a blanket and a pillow. Find a place.
I don't ever want to sleep over again.
No.
And if need be,
I've gone to great lengths to not have a sleepover.
There's cap in your rap, son.
What are you talking? When
Alex, you are one of the few people I know at our age.
When's the last time I ever had a sleepover?
Hold on. Talk about something. Anything else?
Wait, are you going to talk about going up to McCoy's and chilling with my boy that has a house up in McCoy's and a separate bedroom? We hang out.
Are you talking about when I go up to McCoy's and hang out with my boy?
That's not a sleepover. That's not a slumber party. We're not up there like...
Pillow fighting?
All right, maybe we're giggling. Maybe we're giggling
sometimes. Maybe we're wrestling. Maybe we make... popcorn.
Maybe we throw some shit at each other. And maybe we watch. Yeah, all right. Maybe we set up a tent in the living room and fishbowl it.
Comedy
yeah.
movie.
But like, yeah, maybe it's slumber party shit. Bonbons involved and stuff. But
and,
like,
and there's nothing.
It's an adult slumber. No, that sounds worse. See, I'm always backing myself in the corner.
But listen, there's nothing. Over for my... There's absolutely nothing right about it. Like, so you
well,
don't
no,
have
like
to,
we wake up and go on a hike the next day or a fucking.
Well, that doesn't justify
in place.
That doesn't justify the sleepover in the woods, dude. It's the same thing.
It doesn't justify the previous night's man giggles. It don't justify the man giggles of the previous night. You
were
watching
a bunch of weed.
Dude.
Giggling. Dude.
You was watching The Princess Diaries, bro.
No.
And listening to Genuine's Pony, dude.
Genuine's Pony may have been on when I walked in the house.
And he was like all flustered like he had been cleaning like Cinderella for an hour. Yeah, but I don't have any interest in a sleepover. And if I was just riffing on you because this is the precursor.
That is different.
If
I ain't
invited,
never going to sleep on John's bed facing the other way again. No. That's some 10-year-old shit.
Oh, feet to head again.
If, would you rather?
If I do have to come sleep over your house and like an Airbnb is not available, a hotel is like out of the price range or whatever, have a guest room. And that's why I'll cut you the slack.
Or
because
a couch.
I know,
at least a couch.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I'm not going to go sleep over at, like, God forbid anybody, like, that is asking me to sleep over lives with their parents or something. I'm not, you know what I mean?
That, and all three no of way, us. Nah, dude, I'll just hit you up tomorrow. Go sleep in my own bed. Like,
all three of us
no.
live at home right now, you know? Yeah. So I'm never going to be like, hey, guys, want to
like,
come stay over
yeah,
my house
like,
tonight?
Like a buddy from Stoughton, like,
no.
calling you up, like, yo, you want to come sleep over?
No.
When your house is 15 minutes down the road?
Yeah.
Come on, we can play video games.
No, just drive home.
No, dude.
Easily avoidable behavior.
Yeah.
You know? But what you do, you have to start looking at shit and treating shit in life a little different once you get to a certain point. You have to.
There needs to be growth.
It's maturity, dude. It's like, it's something that's supposed to happen naturally, you know?
Yeah. I'm
you can't do
fighting
sleepovers.
Against it every, no matter how much I want to do them, I'm just kidding.
You always say that, dude, but I don't know.
What do you, no, I'm just, I was making a joke.
It's because your jokes ain't funny, so sometimes I think that they're truths.
All right.
I'm sorry. But you do say that a bunch. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, but I've known Alex for fucking years, and I know you have too. Way longer than me. You have, like, done a mad growing. And you see, you joke
well,
about
yeah,
that
no,
a lot.
No, but I like having my goofy, keeping my goofy side. And my, like,
it's
my childlike sense of wonder. my complete idiotic naivety.
My childlike sense of cluelessness.
I like that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I like keeping that stuff.
I think that's probably
but like,
what the crawl is, actually. It's just like all of our goofiest yeah. us.
It, if it's something
place.
Serious, I'm going to be serious, mature, Alex. But like if when it's a fucking...
No.
Does it, when it's a doth, nothing matters or about it, or like in the end, it's like...
You're going up and having that slumber party.
I don't give a shit. I'll go up and have a slumber party and go on a hike the next
day.
Do
you guys think that I take myself too seriously? Be fucking please, be honest.
Definitely maybe sometimes, I would say. But I don't know what you mean by too serious. Like, if you wanted me to say, you wanted me to say yes.
You gotta
fishing
give
for a yes.
What situation?
It like, sometimes you do, but sometimes you don't. I think everybody fucking sometimes takes themselves too seriously.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded weird, right?
In which situation?
Yeah.
Give some context. You don't say everyday life because that's too many situations.
Everyday life.
No.
Do you think that I take myself too seriously?
I never, well, a lot of the stuff is down to the wire. It's like, you got to, this, like, I think you just set high goals. So it's like,
what do you mean down to the wire? Because I think I have a rebuttal.
Well, like something will come, and like this is like the big thing. You know, like this is going to be the big thing with some things.
Like every single time something happens, I'm like, oh, this is going to be it. Like, oh shit.
Well, you do say that about everything, but I think that's just confidence. So that's why, like, not all the time.
My rebuttal was mean-spirited.
I know. I know it was.
We know what to expect from
But
him
I didn't
point.
Mean any mean spirited things. I
get defensive, dude.
I know. I'm a shitty explainer of my thoughts.
And then I take something that you've explained shittily and internalize it a totally different way. And I'm like, hold on.
It's because I'm trying
Is he talking shit?
I'm trying to shorthand what I'm thinking because it will take 15 minutes for me to actually get out.
But in reality, it makes you a poet. Because a poet's job is to take something very simple
and make it extremely complicated.
Make it as convoluted as possible. So really, you're no different than Langston Hughes. You know?
Regular Jack Frost over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Helen Keller. You did an excellent Helen Keller.
Helen Keller's mom.
I saw that kind of spark something in me. You know, and there's it's not fair to call them cryptids because they're humans, but people who are so disabled. Like Helen Keller couldn't hear or see. No, there was a point where we were talking about it in the episode, and we said she had no reference to the world as we know it.
This is bringing up some very eerie, similar things to an episode we had like 20 episodes ago when you called for the death to all cripples or something.
Never. Never. There's value in every life. Most lives. There's value in most lives. But
every life.
I've been looking up Helen Keller nudes because I wonder what a body looks like for somebody who doesn't. So she has no reference to the world around us. We're forced to believe through history that she was some type of great thinker. I don't believe it. I don't buy into it. She couldn't see or hear. She had no scope of society's norms.
Whoever took those nudes of her is fucking
predatory.
Predatory.
Well, I'm a sympathizer because I believe that the body is a beautiful art form. Okay. Helen Keller's body.
How did she consent?
Was ripe with pubic hair, dude, and armpit hair. And
you can't blame it for being like that, though, because
she didn't know.
You have to depend on someone else to take care of these kinds of things for you.
And who wants to somebody's already wiping her ass, and
if it's unwiped, it's not her fault,
right? Right. And then it's like, really, if I am Helen Keller's dad,
she's got to know to wipe, right?
Is that like an instinctual thing?
It was an example.
Is it an instinctual?
What did people do before? Yeah, it must be, dude.
No,
people would use their hands.
Animals don't do it. We're the only ones that wipe our ass. So
they got clean poop.
No.
When's the last time you saw an animal diarrhea?
Hippos.
They haven't.
True. And they dogs. Definitely haven't.
How do they? What do they do?
Yeah, dogs.
And they wipe their ass on the carpet.
Well, dogs aren't really like cheeked up.
Okay,
though.
So I bet you, and this is pretty disgusting, but I bet you it's an itch factor. You don't.
We got all this cheek. They don't have cheek. They're straight at, like, animals are usually.
They have their methods.
All though. Asshole.
Like, all asshole.
And
no
I love
cheek.
The fact that you've studied animal anus.
Well, it's you could just quickly think about it.
That could have been your porn answer.
Could have been.
It's what I was expecting, cows. Honestly.
I think.
Well, dogs can scoot, they do the scoot thing.
So do you think Helen Keller
scooted?
Well, if I was her, all right, back to this. If I was her father, and it's just me and my wife and the kid, she's got issues, you get nose blind to things, and I'm sure they weren't taking a ton of company. So if it's incredibly unpleasant for me to go wipe Helen's ass, I could get used to the smell. And as long as it doesn't harm her.
I'm sure she was like a rich author. So they probably just pawned her off on somebody.
Her mother was a great author.
Yeah, and signed her name to it.
Yeah. But, you know, I was looking at her nudes because I was curious. And I think that the body of people, like, you see, you never you see know, a really sexy.
Interesting nudes would be, like, Elephant Man.
Interesting.
Interesting.
What if Elephant Man had the largest, second largest micro penis in North America? Wouldn't that be crazy?
That would be fucking.
It's about duality.
His disease went everywhere but the penis,
mm-hmm.
And he's stuck with the.
And it's unfortunate.
Irishman's penis.
And it's unfortunate, you know, because really it's not impressive. And almost at sometimes, in, you know, some forms, laughable.
Mm.
I've never seen somebody with a disability who I was like, ooh, they're kind of bad.
Me either.
Have you? So Helen Keller, she wasn't in a wheelchair or anything, but I feel like she had that frumpy, gumpy look.
Fucking, honestly,
is that too mean?
I don't honestly see many people in wheelchairs.
They're getting rid of them.
There's robot legs now.
They're telling these people, you better walk or nothing.
I honestly probably see maybe 50 a year.
It's because,
you know, I feel like that's an exaggeration.
Culturally, we got tired of seeing people rolling around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how much stress it is
Unless I'm driving down Mass Ave, then you'll see a bunch.
People got sick of seeing people roll around because it's lazy, you know? I'm putting so much pressure and stress on my knees.
My brother's just in a wheelchair.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, he only uses it when he goes to school. He graduates. So
it's lazy.
I'm jealous.
Me too.
I want
because you can be lazy.
Well, then we'll all turn into like Wally World, where they're all fucking in those things just moving around.
I'm super curious, and I don't mean this to be an asshole, but I am curious. If you're in a wheelchair, is like, because old people and people in comas and stuff, there's bed sores from not moving. Is there like, what is the movement?
I mean, like people that are wheelchair bound. My brother, he barely uses the thing.
Okay.
Like only if we went on a family trip somewhere.
What about somebody that needs it always?
They get out of the wheelchair, sit in the couch, and then sit in chairs.
Because that was going to be like... Yeah.
Unless they're like completely immobile, then they got like cranes that pull them out and stuff, put them on their beds and shit.
For a long time, I thought bed sores were a fat person thing, and I was scared. I didn't know that it was like you have to keep something somewhere for a very long time.
Dude, bed sores are fucking...
I thought it was just like you lay down fat and you wake up with bed sores.
Well, I mean, you can't. You ever see my 600-pound life? Sometimes those fucking people get...
600, though, you're getting new growths every day.
True, yeah. You got growths everywhere.
Tumors, you know, plantar fasciitis.
And you just thought it was because of weight?
Yeah. And I got to a certain point with my weight gain journey. And I thought, you know, you got to be careful when you sleep because you're going to wake up sore up.
And you started setting your alarms ever since then.
Yeah. And rubbing, like, I rub Vaseline on myself. So I'll turn around. It's like every 2-hour incremental alarm. I'll turn around and do the flip. Kind of like you're making a roast where you don't want it to cook through all the way on one side. So I'll flip and I'll rub myself down with the Vaseline on the side that was just laying down. And then we let it air out.
Nice soft skin. You're good.
Good. All the way around.
All the way around.
All the way around.
Evenly
good.
Coated.
So you'll get out of bed and the sheets will be stuck to your back.
Oh, I couldn't think of something grosser than laying in a bed with a back full of Vaseline.
Yeah, it sounds fucking awful, dude.
I feel like I've done it. Have you ever used, they have this, I'm giving myself up here, but.
I'm going to say no.
In the winter months, I used to work at FedEx, and in the winter months, I used to get athlete's foot because there would be moisture inside of my boots. There's a cream that you apply to your feet. And you're supposed to do it when you go to sleep, and it, like, fixes it or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you guys ever used anything like that and then went to sleep, like, with the lotion and stuff?
Yeah, and I don't like that fucking feeling. That's gross as shit.
I prefer that feeling.
It's like putting Neosporin on a cut. Like, you just go to bed after you do it. It seems normal, but uncomfortable.
What about a gash? Do you think...
Gash.
You know how they call vagina slits?
That's the grossest term for a vagina.
Really? You think slit's worse than, like, clam?
Oh, yeah. It's both. It seems way more vulgar to me than...
Slit seems, like, it's violent.
Just like, it's fucking gross.
It is. We've talked about this before, too. I think clam is probably equally disgusting.
That sounds like drunken dude at the bar.
I like pussy.
I feel like that's the most respectable way to go about it. If you're not being scientific.
Yeah, if you're being scientific. If you're being all scientific, like, then you'll say vagina.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But pussy otherwise. And I like it.
Pussy otherwise.
Do you think it's not an open. Well, all right, maybe pussy is a bad example, but a belly button, right?
Okay,
it's kind of like a perpetual open wound, right?
Gateway to the gut.
Mm.
I think it's all tied up, isn't it?
It's tied up. Yeah, but
what if it unties?
Nothing is. I've had worries being big,
like
your belly's too big and it's gonna.
Dude, if
open, you know, and you probably know too the feeling. After
a massive meal, when you just like you literally
feel the pressure, I've worried about my belly button.
I think of my stomach ripping.
I'm in my second trimester sometimes, dude.
Yeah,
and I think my belly button's gonna poke through. Have you ever seen a pregnant belly button?
Yeah, they get an Audi.
It's kind of cool looking, honestly.
Well,
no, I'm the only one. It's amazing what body
can
do.
It's proof that you won't explode. Ain't nothing coming out of that belly button hole.
No, because the biggest baby ever born was 22 pounds and 28 inches long.
What in the fuck?
That's pretty big.
No. Yeah, so if it's like 50 pounds, you're going to rip.
She got a full-grown toddler in her fucking gut, dude.
She got a...
coming out the slit.
Underdeveloped midget.
I can't believe I just used that word.
What did you do?
Normalized slit.
That's big.
Oh, what the fuck?
She
must have died.
I just gave birth to Tattoo from Fantasy Island. But that joke was like super
Burnt coming out of there.
That reference was like 50 years old.
I didn't get it.
Me either.
I gave you a courtesy.
The courtesy.
But so 22 pounds, 28 inches long. It's pretty big. Pretty big size thing to come out of a pretty small size thing.
If we're talking about
a stomach ripping.
Do you think the dad...
Oh, he was the Hulk.
Well, no, I was going to say had adequacy issues afterwards.
Well, because he felt small because of the baby.
That's going to ruin some shit.
Like tearing. These are women's bodies, dude.
It's going to ruin some shit.
It's tearing for sure. And the gooch, Gonzo Gooch. Did you guys know that about gooch. Birth?
Becomes one.
Your buddy just had a kid. Him and his wife or girlfriend.
Yeah,
they just had another kid. I wanted you to know.
They fix it.
The gooch is Gonzo.
They fix it.
The gooch is Gonzo.
The gooch is Gonzo, dude. The two hole. It's a story of two holes becoming one. It is. It is because it rips due to pressure. And I also heard with a C-section. If the woman is especially fat, they use something not like a, what's the little knives that they use?
Scalpel.
Not a scalpel. They don't use a scalpel for a fat girl C-section.
Table saw.
No, they don't.
Angle grinder.
No. Sawzall.
Sawzall, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think if we were to try to burst the belly from the inside out, it would take for a tremendous amount, but it's doable.
I don't think it's doable. I don't think a baby's strong enough.
It wouldn't be able to be a baby. We would have to enter, expand, like the magic school bus, right? If something happens.
Yeah, dude, that lizard accidentally falls on the button. There was no covers.
That belly's ripping at that point. It's a whole school bus. Multiple humans.
They went inside one of the students.
Well, a lot of people have
done
that. A lot of people have done that, dude. And thankfully, a lot of them have lost the jobs. But some are still working.
Miss Frizzle.
Shame.
Miss Frizzle, you know, it's kind of gross, but Miss Frizzle, even with consent to go into that child with the school bus, she should never have entered that kid.
She shouldn't have.
But nowadays is different. You know, we see things and we know.
No, there's no consent. He was homesick from school. And they were oh, this is going to be a great field trip inside Jimmy's bowels.
Yeah, don't go in there. Don't go in there. You know, but sometimes back in the 90s, people didn't know right from wrong. You know,
the 90s were a different time.
The 90s was a whole different time, bro. Like, imagine some of the things that happened back then. If we interjected. Nope, that's not the word. If we took something and put it into our world today.
From the 90s?
My God.
And didn't, modernize the shit out of it?
This leads me to another question.
It would be in trouble. Rugrats
2021
version.
There's
a new Rugrats, dude.
They did exactly what they did to every other one of our favorite
like made it CGI weird. Squeaky yeah, clean.
So fucking...
Fuck. Yeah. I want to see it. Enoch, we're going to put something here because I want to see it.
The new Rugrats.
2021 Rugrats. Because it's a bummer, bro. I loved the Rugrats. Me too. Big time dude, to the
fuck
max.
Yeah, that was my favorite fucking show growing up.
And what? So they did like they gave it the SpongeBob treatment and made it all boring and
shined it up,
shiny.
And, like
they're weird looking, dude. It's like 3D almost.
Like what?
It's weird. Oh man,
that's disgusting, dude.
Now what do you think that is? What do you think that
is?
You think
I know what it is? It's the same thing that happened to like the Firefox logo, where it, like it's they simplify it for the modern idiot brain. Easily recognizable.
The least common denominator show.
My God. Yeah, that's a travesty.
Mm.
Travesty. Honestly.
Fucking
there's
Rocco's Modern Life was the only one that didn't do that. That was like...
But even them, dude. Like, okay, even them, I thought that it was cooler the way that they did it. With Rocco's Modern Life, they came back and it was kind of like...
a one-off thing. Yeah, like
it was a one-off.
A
that got a reboot?
Yeah,
it was like a
Netflix
like a short
special.
Netflix
no
special
idea.
Movie, yeah.
The characters were like placed into our world today. And I think that there's really, it's like them telling me SpongeBob's gay. Like, I love SpongeBob, and it doesn't matter or has ever crossed my mind what kind of genitalia he prefers. I never sexualized SpongeBob until you made me. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I would never, like, well, there would always be the offhand joke somebody would tell about SpongeBob being gay, but like,
listen, I think many people in my life believe that I'm gay, so they refrain from the gay jokes around me. And that's fine. I'm not, but it's fine. But I could see it's ambiguous. I've been single a while.
You got both.
In the same way where I never sexualized, and I am hermaphroditic, and I appreciate it. We need a hermaphrodite month. In the same way where August. I've never sexualized SpongeBob, I never really needed to know what Rocco and his whole fucking clan would do in today's world. Why don't we, if we're going to do it, bring back the show itself? Like, don't you, it just seems like a mockery of what it was.
I feel like they gotta, because a lot of those things were written through the eyes of the time. So like they're writing jokes for the time.
Yeah, they're not going to name a main character Heifer now.
Yeah, so they have
to, that's one of my favorite words.
For them to do it, they would have to like bring it into some sort sense of modernness.
So if the only people watching Rocco's Modern Life are doing so for nostalgic reasons.
Exactly. Yeah. Like no new person or no kid's going to be like, "Oh, what's this?"
Wouldn't it be better just to pick up where you left off? Well, for a one-off, that's why I like what they did better, but still, it's like, if you're gonna bring it back, which I disagree with that in the first place, like, people are not creative anymore, so we're just rebooting shit that other people
and then they
came
just fuck
up
it all
with
up.
CGI and shit, dude.
Like, think of your own new story. Like, Pixar is doing a pretty good job of that. Disney and Pixar
are coming out with, like, new... Rather than
like legacy type movies like Moana.
Cruella and shit.
Yeah, they're doing a good job with that.
Oh yeah.
But like shows and stuff like that, there's not been, other than The Walking Dead and like Breaking Bad, how many culturally relevant pieces of entertainment have we gotten that have been new? Everybody's still watching The Office and talking about it on Twitter.
Everybody's still watching The Office.
And the Friends.
And the Friends.
and Friends.
Friends is another one. Yeah. And now they're rebooting Friends, and it's going to be the same horse shit. Like, that's why we got to step in. And we got to...
That's just like cashing in.
Step in with good ideas,
how fucking
bro.
Prevalent it is in society right now. Let's get our money while we can.
And I think our generation is... the most horny for nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Like
90s
too,
kids.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
Dude, but
like,
it is.
We live in a pretty badass time
ago.
Right now.
It's that's only 20 like, years, dude.
Well, is that how, like in the 80s, were they nostalgic for the 60s? I think 20 years is, I don't know. Well,
no, they were doing new shit. They were doing 80s stuff.
Yeah, they were doing 80s shit. And in the 90s, they were doing 90s shit.
And the 90s was 30,
now we're doing 90s shit.
Yeah. The 90s was 30 years
and
ago.
And 80s and 70s and 60s. We're doing like every fucking generation has been.
I think it's the exposure to the internet.
Yeah, because everything's in front of us, so we could see anything and
recall anything.
Like anything, and we don't have to be like shown what to like or anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Swath of different.
And you can kind of gravitate towards whatever like is appealing to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now that's probably why there's so many more subsets of, I guess, culture now, where it's like you got people who are into going to festivals and treating life like it's Woodstock. And then you got people who are into like fucking early 2000s nu metal and like fucking do that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably just the exposure. Like, we're open completely to everything that the world ever was and everything that the world could be simultaneously for the first time ever.
A little bit of everything all the time.
And then not a lot of anything. Like, master of none. Mm. Jack of all trades, master of none.
For sure.
So there's give and take. So there's definitely benefits to the exposure of information and really, like, the almost suffocating influx of information.
Forced information constantly, yeah.
There's benefits to it.
Definitely, yeah.
But they're, like, people aren't really, really into anything. They're into a bunch of shit. So,
because they have everything.
Too much things to be passionate about a singular thing.
Mm.
Kind of.
Yeah, because I dedicate back in the day, people.
There's a lot of people that are passionate about things, but there's a lot more people that are just
semi-passionate about a ton of things.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's going to trend more?
Yeah,
the further on we go.
Yeah,
like kids nowadays are going to be like really not dedicating their whole life to any one thing.
What if you know how like when you grow up, you gain some independence and you want to like go out and be your own and shit.
Kind of figure yourself out.
Yeah. Like, what if like in like 50 years just get so fucking bogged down with like that type of shit where people start to be like, nah, I want to focus on this one thing.
Oh, so it kind of like turns back in on itself. I hope so, because I do like. I remember a time in my life where I felt like I knew a lot about one or two or maybe three at most. I really, really knew a ton about these things.
Yeah, where I thought I was like this type of person. I'm a rocker or whatever. And like,
yeah. Like
this
was,
is what I do.
I was a hip-hop kid who was into philosophy. Right? So I liked language, communication, and philosophy. I don't feel like I'm doing justice even at like 50% level for any of those things as I was back then. I was into it because my influence
also
was limited.
Like, you're younger. Younger.
Younger.
I had to do it.
If you play it out, sometimes it'll sound like you're singing a beautiful song.
Yeah. Well, next time. Yeah, like, you were younger, so you probably had less responsibility. So you had less, like, pressing things, taking up your mind, so you had more free space in your head to like dedicate to something.
Mm. That goes away with age, though?
I don't know.
I feel like now I have, I got work, I got obligations and stuff to do.
Yeah.
When I get home, I don't want to be like, I usually just throw on YouTube and watch whatever the fuck. So it's like,
you have a limited amount of like time where you could put towards that.
Yeah, but in that time where I could put towards something, I'm usually like fucking exhausted from like working all day or like running around and doing shit and like.
Yeah.
But it is like a step up type of thing. It's like, if you really, if you want it,
it's
fucking
like quit dicking around, kind of like something.
But back in the day when you had people who were like dedicating their entire lives to like existentialism or to jazz guitar or something, and that was like all they did. That's like kind of an old school thing because there was much less distraction in that the world back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
They still had every bit of the responsibility that we have today.
True.
As an adult, they still had jobs. So what is it now that differentiates us from, like, it's got to just be the exposure? Because they had everything that you just said, I'm exhausted by the time I get home. They were too.
Yeah, and they still found time to, like, read a book before they went to sleep. And I don't know. Maybe it's like maybe, like, I'm a lazy guy. Don't fucking – I'm not bad, like, whatever. But, like, maybe it's like a societal laziness. Like, as the large majority of people are just like
It's like it's an overwhelming indifference.
Yeah,
in people.
Like, well,
and you see it. Like, growing up, like doing... there was people who had a lot of life in them. Mm-hmm. Now, most people I meet are just kind of like ironically, like, oh yeah, I'm getting by. You know, another day. I'm sure there was some of that, and I was just a kid, so I didn't recognize it. But it seems like we're losing the love for life. And I think that all the exposure that we have and all the external influence that we have on our lives, whether it be social media or internet or Netflix, like all of the distraction, I think has overwhelmingly negatively affected our human experience.
I don't think it's like distractions and stuff like that, but more like, now you don't have to make as much of an effort to get into something.
Ooh,
like
so a convenience factor.
Like,
so
yeah, convenience. Like, for example, when I was a kid, I learned guitar because they had lessons on demand. Like, I'd have to get on my TV,
which
hit
is
a
cool
bunch of buttons
hell.
To learn a song. Mm-hmm. Now you just look up anything on YouTube. There's so much less effort into it. Mm-hmm. And when you put a lot of effort into something, like when you make yourself a meal, if you spend a long-ass time making it, even if it doesn't really taste that good, you're more satisfied with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the effort. Like,
even the on-demand guitar lessons. Like,
that was easier than going to actually take lessons.
And imagine before, like the generation before, how you learned. Kids like you were growing up and they were having to like go to libraries and read and like imagine how the shit was going.
They were doing it. And that's like, at least with the teaching yourself with those lessons, that's like how you have to do it. Think about somebody today that is like indifferent to shit like that. The first obstacle, since they're so used to like all like the
everything's instant.
Yeah,
you run into a speed bump.
Obstacle is like
you can just
do
something else because it's that easy to find something else to do.
Yeah,
And that's why I'm grateful that we kind of are the last generation or era of people who didn't grow up completely engulfed by the internet and like this digital age that we're in. We learned the feeling of like triumph over adversity. We did. Like, if you were forced to be outside, nowadays kids are never outside, partly because the parents are saying, oh, it's a big scary world out there, you don't know, be careful, all these strangers. Well,
you got Miss Frizzle running around
and sodomizing Charlie because he's got diarrhea.
Yeah,
with the whole bus load of kids.
The flu.
Part of it is because the parents are overbearing and overprotective, but a big part also is that the kids don't. Nothing outside is going to beat 8 hours playing COD with your boys. We didn't have that option.
Yeah,
there was like no online multiplayer gameplay growing up. It was like fucking. You had a console, and you would sit down and play. But even that gets boring after a while.
I would have to call John and see if he wanted to hang out.
Yeah, we had to schedule
and
multiplayer.
Then I'd have to walk over to your house and play fucking Smash.
And those are more fun.
Way more fun, dude.
You had to make the effort to go do it.
But we learned triumph over adversity because we didn't have that Call of Duty option or that option to stay in home and be entertained. We went outside and fucking tried to learn how to skateboard, and you do a kickflip 100 times and you scrape your knee all 100, and on the 101st time, you land it. That feeling is like, you have to experience that to understand that.
Think about like, if we were that age when we first met today, we would just be like, me and John,
We would just be playing
hermit gamers.
We'd be hermit gamers. That
and I can't blame them.
I would have missed out on going to John's house for that first fucking time, and then like every other fucking thing we did after that. If our friendship was just an online gaming,
we never would have had.
We would never would have gone to Point Sobago. We never would have fucking took archery lessons. This would never have happened.
We never would have signed that lease today.
We never would have fucking signed that lease today.
Could you
today?
Imagine a life where you and John were just online gamers, and maybe you met like playing the original Modern Warfare or something like Black Ops 1 or something? Or it was way before that. But if that was around when you guys were growing up, you guys just played that together like most kids today are. And like you only knew him as like JX Pete X Lizard X. 420X6996. You know, because 6'9 without the 9'6 is not really 6'9.
It was Poop Lord 420.
Poop Lord 420.
That's a good one.
Poop Lord.
Fucking life would be totally different. It'd be just like a different
probably
cascade
never even would have went to his house, dude. Like you would have never met his family and like and now you guys are
the
expecting.
Like, dude, the amount
life
of like
into the world
shit that I was exposed to by living not living basically I was fucking living in his house, but like going to your house and like just being your friend,
yeah,
like your family showed me the fucking world for real,
and like, I got friends like
and like opened me
too.
Up to and, the to the world. I was trying to speak nicely, but I always walk into a corner.
Well, whether or not the Peters were opening you up, I don't know. As long as you're not hurt today because of it, and you're able to move forward, you know? And maybe this is a joke about sexual abuse.
Showed me the rest of the world.
Maybe I'm being real.
The things that could be done.
The things that could be done.
Like
once you're opened up.
Yeah.
So if,
keep doing it.
So if we can't change kind of like the environment that these kids are growing up in now, what advice would you give to a kid that like meaningful friendships are worth it? Or like these experiences that we all had growing up that they're not feeling? Because I got younger cousins and family and stuff and they're growing up in a whole different environment. Mm. And they're not experiencing some of these things that... Yeah. I think it's important.
The like, yeah, the stuff that like integrally connects us.
Mm. It kind of shapes what like, your friendships look like for the rest of your life.
Yeah, like I don't know. My whole life I've always had like a core fucking group of friends. Like I couldn't imagine not having like you guys or like in past times my other fucking like best fucking friends that eventually we walked our separate ways.
Yeah,
but that was like
you grow and things fade.
You grow
you know?
In high school and all that
people
shit.
People grow in different but directions, like, man. That's why it's cool we got together at the ages we did because we already are who we are pretty much. We're going to definitely improve.
But it's like we were together back then and we kind of came back.
Well, I met you guys way later. You know, I even came to the town that we grew up in much later.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't from there. I know you weren't from there either, but I think you moved there young.
Second grade.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't what would you say to these kids, man? Because I don't think that
go get a friend. I don't know. Like
touch grass. As fun as it is.
Like
because I worry about these kids growing up and not experiencing that. Like it's kind of sad to think it's all gonna be online friendships.
I don't know. Don't be afraid to fucking be vulnerable with your friends, maybe. Like, I would say, like, we've been pretty vulnerable with each other. And, like, I think that's what, like, really is the basis of most of my friendships is, like, talking about shit I got going on, like, how I'm feeling about shit. Even I don't do that much, but I...
That's kind of how
people I do that. The once a year times, like
that's kind of
I would never do that.
That's kind of even how you gauge if somebody's worth being a friend to you or not. It's like in those moments, how do they like? Yeah. We have a friend that did said something rude to you after a pet died, and it's like, nah, you're not friends anymore, but it, like, you always kind of, like, that's kind of who, that's who that person is. Like, it was telling.
Yeah.
Online, you don't get that. Social media is all constructed so that people only show the best parts of themselves.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, a lot of my brothers play online with, like, people, like,
and they everywhere. Have mad friends, but they're online friends.
And I'm sure, like, when they're online with their friends, they're their best self, their goofiest self. They're bringing in all the fucking heat jokes.
They're having fun.
Like, yeah. They're having fun.
The super fun.
But, like, friendship to me is fucking the other end of that.
It's
fucking
like this.
Talking, fucking speaking your mind, fucking
more than just fun.
Asking advice on, like, real life shit.
Yeah.
Or not real life shit, just fucking
fake life shit.
Fake life shit, you know.
Hey, dude, I got some
crusty toenails. What do you think I should do about them?
I clean them.
We've seen. We know.
Clean them will be my first piece of advice.
I don't wear toeless shoes.
I would say
because of them.
I would say dip the cookie in vinegar to make sure that the kitty's tight.
Oh, I've been peeing on it for months.
That's only for athlete's foot. That'll do nothing for the nails.
What do you say to a kid? It would be like, understand the value of like a true bond that you have with your friends.
Yeah, but they don't even know. They have no point of reference for that.
Well, in the shit, I don't know what the fuck to say.
I fucking get out and try to understand it. I don't know.
There is true value. Like, you're right. I think
like a physical bond. Both of you are right. Even is that the right way to say it?
I'd probably say, like, as fun as it is doing what you're doing, there's a whole nother piece of life that you're really not experiencing, and it's going to be tough to, like, go outside because you're lazy and you don't want to do it. But if you do, it's worth it.
Nothing beats the real thing.
Yeah. If you do it, it's worth it. Like, it's worth it to go hang out with your friends and do stuff in real life. Like, we are headed in a direction, man, where people are so, the landscape online is so crazy, dude. And nobody in real life is like that. I know so many people who I read their shit online and I'm just like, yo, like, who is this for? And, like, where the fuck is this coming from?
I was just going to say, like, well, if it's just their online persona, doesn't matter. But the more we put our whole lives online, the more it does fucking matter.
Yeah.
And what people say online.
Yeah, because, like, it's like that's all you have at some point. Because
if you're putting your whole self online, then,
like, you think it'll get to a point where you'd have, like, friends and then be like, oh, but do you even actually hang out online that much? As opposed, it would, like, the tables would turn.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you hang out all the time, but, like, what are you doing in the quality time?
I don't know if it would become that, because I think social media is really designed for the people that you don't see day to day in your life. It's designed to try to impress people you went to school with and, like, coworkers from jobs that you quit and people that you don't see. You want them to see your page and your posts and be like, oh, shit, they're doing awesome. That's why people act the way they do on it. Why? Back in the day, none of that ever mattered. Like, you would never think about you'd think about them, but it'd be like, holy shit, dude, I forgot all about that person. Now that person's liking a selfie that I post, and it's like, oh, shit, like, what the fuck? You know? Conceptually, I think it's like a dangerous place that we're in. We're championing self so much, and we're separating and isolating our experience in life. We're, like, selfishly only focused on us and how that image goes out to the world.
I think we started this conversation with the same idea, but the opposite. Like, the free flowing of ideas and shit, or however it's, we were, like, championing that shit, the internet being
being nostalgic 90s kids.
And then, I
always said, even from the beginning,
there's definitely goods and bad,
yeah,
good things and bad things, and they're, like, the same thing.
And I think the friendship aspect of it and like the connection with other people, the real connection in real life. That's one of the biggest detriments to this online society that we have.
Like, but it could progress like to a point where like I met a lot of people online. A lot of my friends were just like people I never would have met had it not been for like hanging out in VR and shit.
Yeah.
And that's like
and VR is totally different.
Super close to almost just hanging out in real life. To the point where it's like I think eventually it'll become as valuable as what it was to us before we had access to that kind of stuff.
You're right. I mean, it could get to that point online. Yeah. Like, and it does. It definitely does. Because fucking...
You never would have made.
Fucking one of our boys moved from St. Louis to Massachusetts. He fucking listens to the show. What up, dude?
What up?
Fucking... And they met online.
Yeah.
There's an isolation. I'm not going to be on board with that. Because I never really had any... And it's probably a lack of perspective on my end. I never really had any like online game friends or
me
anything.
Either. So I honestly, I don't know. I'm just speaking up my ass.
But
refer back to
from what I feel like it's not a bad thing but it's only for a limited time that you're playing that game and you're only for a very limited amount of that day is spent online with your friends. And it's like, do those relationships bridge the gap where you're hanging out and like you're getting texts and calls on your birthday or does it just live in this ether
in this 3-hour block or whatever you do?
Is it really like real friendship? And I don't think it is. Like
it's different when everybody like gets together for the convention. It's like totally awkward, different right? vibe. It is awkward.
Cuz it's like you know these people, but you're literally just meeting them for the first time, basically.
And sometimes I feel like you probably know these people super well. Like like VR, you probably talk to these people for hours and
hours. Have you
ever
seen like, would you know what their faces look like in VR? No?
No.
They show it? Yeah. So like it'd be like, you have a whole different idea of what this guy looks like. And then he comes up, he's like...
Your voice used to be coming from way above me, but you're actually like 4'7", dude.
Yeah.
It's different.
And that's a trip. Like, I know so much about this dude or this girl, whoever. I know so much about this person that I've been gaming with. We've talked about super real, like real life shit. I know, you know, his mom's sick. His dog died. I know everything about him. I'm meeting him for the first time. Yeah. That's weird.
Mm.
That's and like only a thing lately.
Unnatural.
Do you think to build a friendship? Do you think that?
Yeah. Look at long distance relationships. I've tried them out. It doesn't work because there's no.
Do you think meeting that person would bring you guys closer together? Or do you think
more often
it would
than
be
not,
like jarring kind of and it would be like, oh, I had this whole idea of who you actually were in my head because I didn't know who you were.
I think more often than not, it's that.
And it's like, then the friendship kind of falls apart because then it's like, oh, well, I know who you are now in real life. My whole perception of you for the past 5 years was
something through else. This game.
Another type of person. Like,
probably because... It goes back to people being able to cherry pick shit
that
they want to show to the world.
Exactly. If I see somebody doing something weird, like being a weirdo or have some weird bumper stickers on their fucking car, I already know I'm not going to like that guy by their actions that they're...
Or even body language, bro.
Yeah, like, body language is a big fucking part of it. Like,
you'll be sitting in a fucking...
What if you don't vibe with the person's body language, you don't know, like...
Be sitting in a waiting room for the dentist and some guy's over there like fucking twitching and fidgeting like he just hit a fucking meth pipe.
No,
like, you're not
going to
go near. Like, but if this dude, if he was on a mic and I didn't
know,
I couldn't see
know.
That. I don't know that.
Maybe.
I don't know that. Yeah. And there's danger involved. There's danger involved, dude. But I just think about what the future will look like, dude, where people aren't as...
physically connected?
Yeah, like or even interested in that physical real world connection cuz the internet's always going to be more exciting than your buddies are. Like, you're going to sit around and your buddy Phil is going to fart three times. You guys are going to laugh at a couple videos on YouTube, and then you're going to go home and eat dinner. Mm. If you didn't go over to Phil's house, you would have spent the 4 hours having instant gratification online. But there's something about building that bond.
Yeah.
That's super important.
Definitely.
So I think...
let that be what you take away from this episode.
Yeah.
Build bonds with the people.
It's important.
It is important. And I know we do like an online, like this thing lives online, you know, but we still make it a point, and it's kind of the theme of the crawl that we get together, the three of us, and we go and do something every day
that makes your life feel like it's worth it.
I think you guys should too.